Now, in terms of recommendations, gestalt laws or grouping laws are very important for design. And if you remember what I've talked about in multimedia design in terms of grouping related things spatially close, this applies very much so also for information visualization. You want to have things that are related to one another to be spatially close, or the visual system will try to interpret that way. And as you remember, position is in a way sort of the most powerful visual cue. You want to make sure that there's sufficient luminance contrast, meaning differences between dark and light. You want to also be aware of size and scale contrasts, because you want to take advantage of the visual system being able to look at large scale structures versus medium scale structures and fine details. Motion is a very powerful cue, maybe not as researched as the other visual cues, but it plays a very important role in terms of creating causal relationships. And you can use motion for a communicating causality and also urgency. So the two most important ones.